This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, we have a new pope.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. God sent a seagull to announce it, apparently.
I did see that photo there. That was very interesting.
It was. They were watching the seagull more than the smoke on Fox News. He was world famous by the end of She, who knows.
So the seagull photobombed the announcement of a new pope.
Absolutely. So, you know. You expect a dove, God sends a seagull. That's how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's all life. So we have a new pope. That's going to be interesting. A lot of folks speculating on the choice of the first American pope. Not something anybody expected. I got to tell you, there were three names that I was just absolutely praying did not make it through the process. They would have taken the church so far to the left of Francis that I don't even know if the church could have withstood it. These were people who are more interested in Marxist politics than they are in religion of any kind, very much in the Francis mold, but worse. And if you go into the in-depth coverage that was done in a lot of Catholic publications like The Remnant, when Francis was chosen, the conservative cardinals, and there are some, and by conservative, I don't just mean like Republican. I mean like biblically, traditionally conservative Catholic cardinals. We're not very well organized last time, and we were hearing that they are better organized this time. This guy looks like a compromise candidate between the liberals and the more conservative folks who were voting. And a lot of folks online last night saying, oh, well, this is about Trump. It's a response to Trump. It is, but not in the way they think. And just being inside the church all of these years and growing up in it and knowing like what a looming presence, Pope John Paul was, as much a part of the day-to-day life of the church, always referenced, always referred to. Any news of him was, something people were wanting eagerly to hear. He was beloved. I think that what happened here was that there was genuine rage on the part of Pope Francis when Republicans defied him, voted in the majority for Trump. He thought we were just going to go along. That was the plan. That's why he was backed by the globalists and I think installed. I still have a ton of questions about whether he was ever actually the pope because the real pope is still alive. People forget that. There was some scandal, particularly in the Italian newspapers, about how he was pushed aside. And I think that a certain globalist political class thought we would just follow the Pope. And I think Francis thought we would just follow the Pope. Well, Catholics are pretty famous for not following the Pope. And so we defied him on Trump, didn't listen, didn't care. And a real schism began between the church in Rome and in America to the point where Francis was not a factor is not a factor. I forget we have a pope. That's how not a factor inside the church he is. There's a picture. No one talks about it. Almost never mentioned. Too divisive. Too much anger. It's like he's not there. And what a contrast between him and John Paul growing up the way that I did. I think the choice of an American pope for the first time is recognizing that Rome is losing its grip on America, on the church in America. The closest parallel I can think to it is when the Orthodox Church slipped away. You look at the Orthodox Church, it is shockingly similar to the Catholic Church. And during that time, there was no email. It was hard even to get over the roads to, you know, connect those churches. And so they sort of fell apart, fell away, even though the Orthodox Church recognizes the sacraments of the Catholic Church and vice versa. They are almost identical. And yet they are not. The Orthodox just fell off. It fell away. And I'm telling you, that was what was going on in America. It was falling away. In name, sure, still connected. On paper, absolutely still connected, making appointments. But with Rome having absolutely no or very little influence, Lee, of any kind on the church. And if you look at what had been happening inside Rome is going broke, as it should. Now, we don't need the pomp. We don't need the circumstance. We don't need the glitter. We don't need the gold. It should all be sold. Properties given away, for charity. You know, in other words, sell it, raise the money, give it to charity. Jesus didn't want any of this. And if you look at what happened during Francis and you Google this, Rome is going bankruptly and quickly, running a $64 million deficit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In the last year,
having to sell property. Vatican itself.
Yeah, the Vatican. Not, that's what
not
I mean.
The I'm, city of Rome.
I'm sorry. No, yeah. We call it Rome.
Which they're probably bankrupt too.
Yeah, they are too. They're going bankrupt. And Francis was a horrible money manager, but there's not a lot you can do when you spend most of your papacy almost targeting your rage on a weekly basis politically at Catholics in America. He never got over it. That we supported Trump at a 54% rate the first time around. We just never got over it. And that really began to show in recent years. I mean, people will go to very far lengths to make sure that money they donate does not go to the Vatican. I do that. I will not give a cent. If I think even a cent of it is going anywhere outside my local church, I will not give the money. I don't want it in Catholic, you know, the Catholic charitable groups that go down to Mexico and break our laws, facilitate lawbreaking. I don't want it in the Vatican. You send it to the Vatican, it's going to end up in Mexico. It's bad. It just is. That's who this pope was. And many Catholics understood that, did that, and the money dried up. So I think that the selection of an American pope is to keep the American church from drifting away the way the Orthodox Church once did, but also to get Catholics to open their wallets. Or they're going to have to start selling stuff at the Vatican. I mean, like, they're going to have to start real, because they're broke. And you can see the schism there with the money. The money got cut off. I think that's why they went with an American. That's where the money is. And these cardinals and their, can't use that word, pope, that they chose, Francis, thumbed their nose one time too many. I mean, the Catholic Church is really in crisis. So it's going to be very interesting to see. This seems like a compromise candidate. If they'd gone with one of the bomb throwers, I mean, bankruptcy is inevitable. So this Pope, his first order, he's got to straighten a financial house out. It's not going to be easy. Don't mean to go on and on, Lee, but that's kind of what I see and what I hear and what people are saying in my family and Catholics I know. So. Yeah.
Obviously a huge story for most of the world.
Huge. One thing he could start doing, Pope Leo, stay out of American politics. Stay out of it. Just stay out of it. Now, with that brought up, some interesting things about Leo. He's got a very, very long record as a registered Republican in Chicago. And voted when he was here. He's obviously spent a lot of time in Peru. But when he has been home, he has religiously, no pun intended, voted in the Republican primary. He's got an actual on-the-ground activist record of showing up at pro-life events and marching in Chicago.
Well, that is the stance of the Catholic Church, if I'm not mistaken, is pro-life.
It is, absolutely. But he's unavowedly pro-life. Yeah. He's also pro- straight heterosexual marriage. He is not, and he is very emphatically on the record against any kind of gay marriage. None of this accommodating stuff that Francis would do, where he wouldn't bless it. He would make these statements, you know, welcoming people, having couples, even though he couldn't, you know, doctrine wise undo the teachings of the church. The Pope can't do that. A lot of people don't know that, but they can. He would signal stuff, and this Pope, I don't know, is going to be doing that. So. It's going to be very interesting to see what's going on here. But I think the biggest motivating factor is with many things in the world, money.
You think?
They need money. They need money, and we have the most money here in America. Catholics have deep pockets, and those wallets are shut. So we'll see. We'll see if he can get the wallets back open. And it may not be that bad his first years. There's some excitement. Nobody knows what he's going to do. It's kind of like the honeymoon of a presidency. But he really needs to lay off the criticisms of J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. He did that on border stuff. The weird thing with the Catholic Church and illegal immigrants in America is that to the extent that they have a religion, they're all Catholic. I mean, you look at my church, it's like two churches. We went to the Spanish Mass last week because we were traveling, and that's when we got home. The only person who really fully understands my daughter, she's fluent in Spanish. But, there aren't many people who are there legally. I'm just going to be nice about it. And you know that because they don't speak English. They're newly arrived. And I'm sure some are on visas, but most are not. And so when you consider that a lot of the actual people doing the migrating are Catholics, that's the weird part for the Catholic Church to come out against it. Well, okay, but they are the ones moving. They've got to resolve that and stay the heck out of the politics. So I hope this Pope's going to be better. I really do. Because you know what, Lee, we really need all religions and all branches of the tree of Christianity. We need strong moral leaders who will push back on the culture. By the way, he's got a long history of retweeting stuff, pushing back on the woke LGBT plus culture. So we will see. It will be interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.